I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. The Major League Baseball season ends this weekend for regular play, and there's been an ongoing battle for the American League West crown between two teams that are both in Texas, the Rangers, who just clinched a playoff spot, and the Astros. And, well, they aren't necessarily there by accident. The Houston Astros moved from the National League to the American League in 2013 when they were sold. It gave the AL and the NL equal numbers of teams, and perhaps more importantly, gave Major League Baseball a lucrative in-state rivalry that's worked out nicely for its bottom line. Marketplace's Andy Euler, a Fort Worth native, came on to talk about the story. Hi, Andy.
Thanks, Lizzie.
I want you to put this in perspective for us, because these two teams, for a long time, had no business playing each other in a league playoff.
Right. It was just kind of once a year, the NL would play the AL. It was kind of a thing. But I should break this down for you, too. I'm a Texas Rangers fan. I grew up in Fort Worth, started going to games when I was a little kid. This is the first Astros-Rangers game that I actually kind of care about, because the Astros used to be in the NL. They were in the National League, and so we just didn't really care about what they were doing because the Rangers are in the American League. And so playoff implications had nothing to do with what the Astros are doing.
Having them in the same league, talk about the orchestration of that, because it wasn't entirely random, right?
Well, see, that's what I talked to Alex Remington about. He works at the Washington Post. He blogs for Hardball Times. And so what I was kind of trying to figure out was this really kind of orchestrated and calculated, and did they try to bring business to Arlington, to Dallas-Fort Worth, to Houston by creating this kind of rivalry?
Clearly just moving the Astros from the division where there were too many teams to the division where there were too few teams, by far the lowest number of moving parts. Plus, they had an potential in-state rivalry, and the Rangers were kind of happy to see another Texas team in the division because it would raise gate revenue. You know, I think it was just they looked at all the options, and this seemed to be the easiest.
The easiest, plus it sounds like a little extra money. So when you talk to people at the game, what were they saying?
When I was there, it was so funny because I saw a kid with a Houston Astros jersey on. It turns out he was going to school at North Texas in Denton, about half an hour north of Dallas-Fort Worth. He grew up in Houston, but his dad drove the 3.5 hours to check out the game with his son, so I got to talking to him.
I'm always taking pride in my team. I just think I'm taking more pride in representing it, because people automatically assume if I'm in the DFW area that I'm possibly a Rangers fan, which I'm not, because I'm originally from Houston and grew up an Astros fan. Whether, you know, MLB or Bud Selig wants to admit it or not, I feel that they did create the rivalry, not just in the league, but in the division, putting them specifically in the AL West where the Rangers were already placed.
See, that's what was so interesting to me, too, is that he said he takes more pride because he lives in the DFW area now, so he wears more Astros hats, he wears more jerseys. He actually kind of relishes in being somebody who is a Houston Astros fan now living in DFW.
In some ways, this feels like the sports equivalent of having a bunch of gas stations on the same corner. Has this worked out well for MLB as a business decision, having these two teams so close?
I think that it has. I was talking to folks actually at the stadium in Arlington that work there. They said, like we were saying earlier, gate sales are up. Also, the Rangers ran a campaign where you were supposed to wear red to the game because you were redding out the Astros. They were definitely drumming up this whole idea of this is a rivalry. And again, not cynical, but at least calculated enough to where it's like, oh, well, if I didn't bring my red shirt, okay, sure, I'll go buy one because I have a favorite player and because, you know, I should really get into this because this is a rivalry and we're going to be playing the Astros for years to come now. And so, sure, I'll wear that shirt for another 5 years. Who knows?
Marketplace's Andy Euler. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.